Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Save big on your landscaping project now at Menards. Whether you're installing a patio or a new retaining wall, Menards has the blocks you need to get the job done right. We carry the largest in-stock selection ready to take home today. Stop in and get our 12-inch smooth patio block on sale now. Save big on concrete landscape blocks at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Modo, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Modo, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Modo Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Modo Casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
It's a dilemma we all face from time to time, wondering if our loved ones are possessed. And if not, how do they know things that they shouldn't? That's what we're going to talk about today.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown. Quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Personally, I like it when my loved ones start speaking in tongues and saying weird things at the holidays because you learn a whole bunch of new stuff about your family, about your heritage, about how you have a great relative that sucks cocks in hell. It's all sorts of really...
Then you throw in a little bit of alcohol and Uncle Bob goes crazy.
Oh,
on
my
that.
Gosh. It's like, wow, this is amazing what can transpire when your family is so moved by demons to reveal things that shouldn't have been revealed, especially like when Aunt Tracy is over there in the corner and she's had her spirits, her drinks, and then the demon takes her over and then she starts telling everybody's dirty laundry. Like, you know, like over there, she's like, look at Christopher. He has slept with someone other than his wife. And then he looks at the wife and the wife's like, what the hell? I thought everything's going good. And the kids start crying. Like, daddy, are you cheating on mommy? Because so-and-so says over here you are. And her head's spinning around a little bit. And they're like, well, the demon said it must be true. Very awkward, but you know.
In a way, it sounds like most of my Thanksgivings.
Family dynamics.
I was like 35 or 40.
Yeah. It's
like
just,
they were all like that. It was like, my God, can we just get along for one Thanksgiving?
Nope.
Please.
Nope. It's always good when the demons visit. Let's go to our first story. It says, hey, guys, I hope all is going well. I stumbled across your podcast a few months ago and absolutely loved it. I want to tell you a story that happened while I was on shift one day. It's pretty lengthy and I've changed some names. Just a little background about me to give you a better picture of my partner and me. I'm a paramedic and not a small guy, 6'3 and 260 pounds. I've also been through tactical medic training so I can help with rural SWAT teams. My partner at the time was not much smaller than I was and had been through the same training. I'm going to refer to him as Sweets. The area that we operated out of was a rural community in central Alabama. This particular night, Sweets and I had a busy night. Between the lack of sleep and consumption of caffeine, we were trying to stay awake and started telling old ghost stories from around the area to do so. Our dispatcher came over the radio for an emergency call for a patient having active seizures. The type of emergency calls that come into our dispatch can be broken down into two types of calls, oh shit or bullshit. This would turn out to be an oh shit call. Sweets turned on our emergency lights, and we responded to the address provided to us, pulled out to a house straight out of a Stephen King novel. We noticed that all the windows had plywood secured over them, and the front door was set up to have a padlock secured to the outside. I knocked on the door and announced our arrival to the family. Sweets was right behind me with our equipment. We had to pull our flashlights out due to the lack of electricity in the house. We were met in the front room by a slender woman with an almost skeletal face. She had a glazed over look about her, and I tried talking with her. Ma'am, who called 911? She looked up at me, but it was more as if we were looking into my soul. I did, she replied in an almost inaudible whisper. Who needs an ambulance? I asked. She just looked down at the floor, gestured to a back room, and I saw a tear run down her face. Before we could make our way to the room, the local sheriff's deputy knocked on the front door. They normally show up for medical calls late at night. And another woman stepped in front of us, blocking the way to the bedroom. She was a complete 180 of the first woman that called us. She glared at the first woman and asked, "Why did you call them?" She said in an almost hiss. That was a flag for us, so the deputy stepped forward. "Step out of the way and let them do their job," the deputy said, a little less authoritative than I've heard him in the past. She moved her glare to the deputy and moved out of the way. Sweets and I walked down the hallway and found a cramped, candlelit room with our patient in her bed, thrashing around. One thing was evident. It wasn't a seizure. There were two other people in the room, an older man holding a book and a young boy holding a box. "What's going on?" I asked, looking at the older man. "Nothing that an ambulance can help with," he responded, not being a smartass. Sweets just nodded and approached the patient to get an initial patient assessment. "If someone doesn't start talking now, I'm having this deputy detain each of you until we find out what's going on," I said a little out of anger. "I can't stand to see anyone being abused, and sometimes I'm the only advocate that they'll ever get. So I make it count." "She's just been thrashing around like this for an hour now," the first woman said. "Sam," I heard Sweets yell. When I turned to see what was going on, all I could see was the frail, bedbound woman clinging onto him and pulling him closer to her. He was doing everything he could to get her off of him. As I've said before, we're not small guys. If we don't want to be somewhere, it's not hard for us to move the obstacle that's keeping us there. It took Sweets, the deputy, the older man, and me to get her arms from around him. When Sweets was freed, he ran from that room and the woman collapsed. I was torn at this point. I wanted to check on my partner, but I also knew my duties were to take care of the patient. So I reluctantly sent the deputy to check on Sweets, and I checked the vitals of the patient. Aside from being completely exhausted, the patient seemed to be fine. I walked out to check on Sweets. As I stepped out of the room, I heard a voice from the bed. "Go check on your fucking friend," followed by a low, evil laugh. She called him a derogatory name in the gay community. "Silence," I heard the old man say. He looked at me and said, "Please go check on your friend." The second woman caught my eye. "I'm sorry, but there really is nothing you can do." I shook it off and headed for my partner. He was on the other side of the ambulance with the deputy, smoking a cigarette and crying. The deputy met me and said, "He won't talk to me." "I've got it. It's okay. Please make sure she doesn't hurt anyone else and I'll be back in there." "Last time I saw you cry, you lost your son. What's up?" He couldn't even make eye contact with me when he spoke. "I don't want to talk about it," he said. "We got orders to chemically restrain the patient and transport her to the local hospital for psychiatric evaluation. The family stated that the patient came back from a mission trip and had not been the same since. After we gave her meds, we did not have another problem out of her. A few days later, Sweets called me up for a drink and told me what was said. He was told of all of his wrongdoings that she told him about his son. It completely freaked us both out just talking about it. Sweets and I continue to work on the same ambulance and have had a few more experiences. We've also added some extra equipment not found on the regular ambulance, smudge spray and a rosary. I'll share more about those with y'all later. That would be absolutely freaky and frightening to have someone speak to you about something that very deep and personal. And I'm guessing, you know, she wasn't the kindest individual, so probably wasn't the nicest way of discussing a deceased loved one.
Well, and it's so weird because you're just sitting around shooting the shit, waiting for your next call. You get a call. You would never, like, on your list of calls you might encounter as a EMT, think, well, maybe a possession, because that's what it sounds like.
You wouldn't think.
One wouldn't think. And how do you treat a possession? You know, the chemicals were good to sedate the person, but I don't think you go over that in training.
No, I think it's kind of over the scope of police work.
I just think that's so weird. And, you know, they said she'd been on a mission trip and came back like that. So maybe came back, you know, she'd been exposed to something and physically it had, you know, some infection that had caused her brain. I don't know. I'm just making shit up. But
like
you know
logical
what I mean?
Things? Yeah.
Could be anything that she came back with. That would explain the thrashing about in the bed and maybe mm-hmm. some other things, but not her knowing things about this total stranger.
No, that's very...
That's creepy shit.
Very creepy. And everybody in the house... The whole atmosphere just sounds creepy. Where we're just kind of watching and... I don't know. It just...
And like, who called them?
Yeah.
Like they're just mad they're even there. It's like, hey, somebody called us. We're just here doing our job.
There's some other interesting things I'm sure going on in that household. But that's... Yeah, that is freaky and scary. Thank you for that fun imagery. And if you're going to bed... Sweet dreams, everybody. That'll be a fun one to dream about at night. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. If you want to share your ghost story with us, you can get an ad-free experience through Apple Podcasts when you subscribe there. Go ahead and check that out. Or go to patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Modo Casino? Modo has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Modo. I like my slots hot. Modo's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Modo Casino. Modo Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Modo, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today. Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Modo is U.S. owned and operated. Modo, it's American made, because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Modo.us.
Modo Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino. Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Modo Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Modo Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Modo, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Modo, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Modo Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Modo Casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight-up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas-style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.